This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This coming Sunday brings the fourth annual Head Wrap Expo and Fashion Show in Dearborn. It will feature head wraps from a wide variety of cultural and spiritual perspectives. Zarina Elamim Naeem is the founder of the Head Wrap Expo and Fashion Show. Welcome to the show here.
Thank you.
There are so many different cultures involved in something like that who use head wraps. So what are some of these cultures and why do they cover?
You know, there are many reasons why people cover. And when you look at it globally, you find that some are covering for spiritual or faith reasons. Some cover because their tradition or their culture has always done it. And some cover just because it is necessary for the area in which they live, you know. So the thing with the Head Wrap Expo is that we bring together all of these different head wrapping cultures. So we have the Sikh Indians, for example, if you've seen the men with the turbans, and they're coming and they're going to talk about why they wear the turban and how that is a big factor in their religion. And then we also have Segun Gele. Segun Gele is a Nigerian Gele artist from Texas, and we're bringing him here. Now, do they cover for faith reasons or spiritual reasons? No, but it's more of a traditional.
Okay, so I assume he took his this is a stage name maybe or a professional
yeah,
name?
Yeah, that's a stage name.
So Gele, tell me what Gele means. What is that?
So Gele is a Yoruba word for head wrap. And when I say head wrap, I mean like a big, tall, architectural type of look. So it is a traditional look from that part of Nigeria. Gele.
I want to ask you about your head wrap, and we'll have photos on the website if you want to see. But tell me about yours, because it's beautiful. I like it. It's very colorful. And I think you picked out your sunglasses to match them perfectly.
I have a million and one pair of sunglasses. When you're a mom and your kids break them, that's what you have to do.
But tell me about your head wrap.
So my head wrap is today, you know, this style is if you think of Erykah Badu, when Erykah Badu came
right,
out
yes,
in 97, she had these big, tall head wraps. And that's the type of style that I have on right now today. And the fabric is a traditional African, quote unquote, wax fabric. So this fabric originated actually in Indonesia, was taken to West Africa by the Dutch. And this is the type of fabric I'm wearing today.
Now, I want to talk about headdresses and other things that people just seem to get really worked up about because, you know, man in a turban or a woman in a burqa causes a lot of issues for a lot of people. We've seen a lot of actions about policing how women, particularly women, dress in cities. And in France, they banned the burkini
right.
Shortly. A number of European and African countries have implemented partial or total bans on headscarves worn by Muslim women. Does this all have an impact on the head wrapping community?
Yeah, definitely. I think this politics of dress and people wanting to police the way that people look and people wanting to associate their own meanings around the way that someone chooses to dress is a huge problem in many head wrapping communities. You know, when we saw the picture of the lady on the beach in France in a burkini and being forcibly told that she had to remove her clothing, that's a problem. You know, many of us want to simply live our lives. We want people to understand who we are. And the other interesting thing that I have found about head wraps is that even though there's a big focus on women, and particularly Muslim women or people who, you know, from women's perspective, when you look at it globally, there are so many men around the world who wear wraps. Now, why do they always focus on the women and say, she's oppressed, without looking at all of the male cultures that wear head wraps? So at the expo, we're going to have a panel on the politics of dress and the intersection between fashion and faith. And how does that affect the way that we take care of our everyday lives?
Is this going to be a fashion trend for many people for a while and then disappear? Or is this something that people are going to start embracing for the same reasons you do?
You know, I think the global art of head wrapping has been around for so long that there are always going to be cultures that wrap, right? That's inevitable. Now, the new fashion industry, like when you go to New York Fashion Week and you see hijabs on the runway, or you just see Prada or these type of big name folks that are also using fashionable head wraps on the runway, I think that it's here to stay. But I'll tell you, like Lester, there is something magic that happens when you start to wear a wrap. I don't know what it is exactly yet, but I have seen women that I have wrapped, and then originally they kind of have a little standoffishness to it. And when we finish with the wrapping process and put that mirror in front of them, they become like a queen. Like, they really just transform their whole spirit. They start smiling. They stand up straighter. And I have not figured out exactly what it is, but I think that there's a reason why yogis, like, when you get to a certain level in yoga, you begin to wrap your head. You know, Orthodox Christians, Orthodox Jews, all of these different groups. So it's not just about Muslims or Indians. There are so many different groups that highlight and utilize the global art of head wrapping, and we're going to go into that at the expo on Sunday.
I want to ask you a serious question. Do you find, is it offensive for women who don't come from these cultures, who have a culture, have no culture connection to head wraps, if they use it just as a style statement? Is that offensive
to? It's cute. It's fashionable. Okay. But, you know, I think last year we had a big feature from the Balkans. So this is Romania, Slovakia, Bulgaria, that region. And this is Eastern Europe. And when you look at Eastern Europe, the traditional clothes, there are usually some type of headscarves in there. So I think sometimes people associate it with particular cultures. But when you actually look deeper, you'll find that many cultures all around the world, both from Europe as well as other places, also included some type of head covering.
So people who attend the expo, what do you hope they walk away with? What will they learn or what will they get from it?
You know, the expo is about unity. It's about tradition. It's about love. So people that come to the expo are not only members of quote-unquote head-wrapping communities, but these are people who want to know other people in their communities better. These are people who want to smile and have an understanding of someone when they see them. You know, many times we drive by temples or we drive by these places or we see these people that look a little bit differently and we question, like, we want to know, why do they look like that? Or why do they have that on? But we never really have a safe place in order to engage with them. So the expo is a beautiful way for us to cultivate our global mind and for us to be able to kind of step outside of our comfort zone, have some fun, do some shopping, and try something new.
The expo is coming Sunday at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. Details are on the website, headwrapexpo.com. Zarina El-Amin Naeem, thanks very much for talking
to us. Thank you so much for having me.